my damn lighter at, man. My collard green. Oh, yes, indeedy. It's the one only. Never phony. Mac Boney, the motherfucking house smoking on some this note back in the motherfucking shit, talking shit to y'all back in the Kush Cave. It's been a minute, man. You know. And, you know, it's episode, you know, we ain't called episode 100 yet. Because when episode 100 come out, we got the visuals. So it'll be episode 99.5. Let y'all know right now. It's been a minute, ain't recording in a good while. Finally bringing some content back to y'all motherfuckers, man. Been a lot of good albums coming out lately. Also, right in the middle of the thick of NFL season, week 5 just wrapped up last night against with the Cowboys, well, not the Cowboys, the Chiefs and the Raiders. In the hell of a game. You know, the NBA season starts next week. Of course, you don't get my input on that shit. And just the real nigga shit going on in the world right now. Of course, everybody's up in here talking about the whole shit with Kanye. This nigga up in here talking shit about the Jews. Now this nigga restricted. Well, he basically locked himself out of his own fucking Twitter account. You know, who knows? I kind of want to talk about the Ice Spice fucking... The fame of her. I mean, honest with you, I've heard one song, and I was like, all right, cool. But I'm going to tell you right now, I'm kind of tired of the same drill, New York drill type beat. It's kind of annoying now. So, if I'm going to be honest, you know, just hope the sweetheart don't get, you know, doled out and just be, you know, cause you see, you know how the energy done motherfuckers and shit. They'll have one good song and then... They might have a good, but think about the one song. You know, nowadays you gotta think about it, because you gotta think about since when Drake had the fucking God's Plan shit. His album was what, double platinum before it came out? Or platinum before it came out, because God's Plan, that fucking single was just off the charts. So even when she do drop a single, this shit won't have the same kind of cadence with it a little bit. It's gonna be a big album because it's gonna be inflated numbers due to the single of that song, you know. But we'll see what's going to happen. You know, she's getting a lot of love right now. Let's just hope that she ain't going to be typecast. Every time I see her, she just showing, just shaking the ass and doing a little coochie slap. That's like the bronze step back three. We just look at you and shit. It's like that's her signature move. I'm like, hey, man, I don't mind it. A lot of nasty niggas out here saying she just do porn. That's fucked up. I mean, that's kind of, man, that's just some shit right there. There's a lot of niggas out here just be wildin', man. Overall to me, that ain't my kind of music I listen to, as y'all should know. Overall, I just been seeing her just pop, like, everywhere. And I ain't talking about popping ass, but just, I mean, she is popping ass, but I see she just shaking ass. But she does look like LaMelo Ball mixed with, what's that nigga Drake's son? Adonis. Mixed with that nigga a little bit. Yeah, man, a lot of weird shit going on right now in this world. Wakanda Forever come out next month. Y'all better go check that shit out. I'm definitely going to go see that shit. And this time I'm not going with a white woman, so I kind of feel better. You know, because last time it was cool, felt prideful, but it was like, eh. Oh, man. You stop being disrespectful, man. You know, you stop being, nah, fuck that. There's times and places where I do need to be disrespectful to some of y'all Yakubians out there, man, because y'all don't make it easier for us to be out here and be nice to y'all. As much as y'all want to sit here and say, well, we don't do much, like, shit. Shit. All right, so this nigga Rex Orange County. Now, I've never heard this nigga. Apparently, he worked with Drake. This is an English pop singer whose real name is Alexander O'Connor. Has been court. That nigga sounds, he looked like an Alexander O'Connor. Has been charged with sexual assault on a woman on 6 separate occasions in London. God damn. Ugh. And this is different variety, of course. All right, man. This ain't no the culture, but anytime some nasty niggas got to be exposed out here, man. Man. So I think 24. What has he been known for? Okay, he was on Best Friend, Love It Easy. Okay. This ain't he was featured on Flower Boy. Okay, but man, I just saw the trailer for the movie that actually got coming out for the Harvey Weinstein shit, But overall, we know how the whole situation with that is. Sarah Silverman, ugly ass. She need to get her ass whooped, because I never thought she was funny. I think her, like, Jimmy Kimmel, them type of motherfuckers was never funny to me. Because they did that, because, like, what, Jimmy Kimmel did some racist ass shit when he had did the fucking Shaq shit. Nigga was in blackface. And Sarah Silverman have some shit right there, too. I mean, this is a clip of her saying some shit. I think she said nigger or some shit like that. I got the video right here on the set. Go right quick and check this shit out. And you see why? I mean, low-key, this is why motherfucking I don't be watching some of these white comedies, bruh, because y'all be saying some wild shit. And you some of the coons, why the fuck y'all be agreeing to these skits? Just like the Tiffany Haddish and Ari Spears shit. Because I remember when that came out, I probably seen, like, clips of it. But that happened, like, you know, 2015, some shit like that. But overall, that's some weird shit. And for people sitting here saying, like, oh, man, I've been seeing a lot of celebrities trying to defend Tiffany Haddish. I'm like, nah, bro, like, she was grown. It wasn't like she was no child at this time. Like, she knew the fuck she was doing. You know, and you don't sign up for no weird shit like that. You know what I'm saying? Either way, if you like her or not. And I remember seeing some shit about her, talking about some, oh, well, she's going to do this and do that, and her career's over now. I'm like, hey, man, shit, both of them motherfuckers should both be, career should be over with the fucking bullshit they just did. They traumatized two kids that had no, they were just here. You know what I'm saying? These parents, too. A lot of the nasty shit, too. It's a whole party. Everybody in the party nasty as fuck, except the babies, nigga. The babies ain't did shit. But everyone involved in that shit is nasty as fuck, because that shit just, it bothers me when I hear stories like that, when kids are being neglected like that, man. Like, these kids don't got no motherfucking choice what's going on. He's just sitting here being like, oh, I bet, you know. But Sarah Silverman, man, I never thought she was funny. What does it say? Telling an Asian civil rights activist, a black woman, and a black woman, that she has the right to use racial slurs in comedy, and they shouldn't be telling her how to do her satire. That's that Bill Maher bullshit. Yo, see, this is what I mean, bro. And Bill Maher look like a claymation. Like, what the fuck, bro? Claymation, what the fuck that shit called? Niggas is high. Don't mind me right now. But niggas is furious about seeing shit like this. I mean, let's just be honest. I'm not finna peel here and talk about the motherfuckers. The Cube said, don't say the J word. Cube said that shit a long time ago. Don't say that, motherfuckers. I ain't finna get me out here wildin'. But overall, it's been a lot of signs pointing to that motherfuckers being racist, too. You know what I'm saying? And overall, it's just a lot of shit, man, motherfuckers don't want to speak on. Motherfuckers scared to talk on Boney, but it's I don't agree with none of Kanye West speak on. Because that motherfucker got the whole White Lives Matter t-shirt bullshit. Candace Owens came up here and did a whole fucking a documentary about the Black Lives Matter movement, which is with a whole fucking sham, which I believe. Because now it's coming out, these motherfuckers out here stealing money. Motherfuckers weren't putting no shit towards George Floyd Circle. That shit square fucked up. If you ever been, if you from the city, if you going for George Floyd Square, you know how that shit looks right now. And the people who actually put the shit together, people in the community, not motherfuckers at Black Lives Matter, they just use that shit as a tag. That shit now is an accessory. You know what I'm saying? And as the people, we as black people, we know. We ain't sit here going like all Black Lives. You don't see too many niggas wearing Black Lives Matter t-shirts. let's just be honest. You don't see too many brothers and sisters got that shit on their front lawn. We know that's mainly white people. That was some shit for white people to be like, well, I guess we know. Like, no, that's some shit y'all just decided to come up with. I know damn well. You know what I'm saying? And shit like that bothers me, dog, because you out here, what? You exploiting the culture for your own cause, for your own gains. You ain't kind of get shit for us. It's the same shit been going on for a long time. Everybody come in here with that, we shall overcome shit, but what they do, they still getting paid for these appearances. They getting paid for these so-called charities. You know what I'm saying? Same shit Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson was doing in the 90s and 80s. And tell me I'm wrong. It's a lot of coon shit going out here. So many fake. Gotta watch out for the ones, you know, that sit here and speak out the most for us sometimes on these networks like CNN and Fox News. It's all the same nigga with a shiny suit on and a perm talking some shit. We should do this and gotta speak like he fucking rapping. Nigga, this ain't the fucking Like, I never respected any time I heard Al Sharpton or Jesse Jackson speak on some shit. Yeah, y'all did your shit. You went through some shit. You paid your dues. But overall, this shit kind of remind me of Don King. Just some nigga, some shiny nigga with money talking about some, we should do this and we should do this. Like, man, y'all motherfuckers just want to do some shit. Because you know why? You finna get something out of it. Why the fuck you think Jesse Jackson didn't win? I ain't gonna sit here and talk shit about it, but Jesse was, I don't know, man. They know they weren't finna have no real nigga in office like Jesse Jackson. I'm happy it got guy off the ground, but no niggas knew that shit wasn't finna go that far. Let's just be honest. But I don't fuck with Candace Owens. Fuck that. Oh, I know bitches like, I can't even call her black women. I'm calling her straight up bitch. That's what she is. Because those the same motherfuckers that be, I seen a lot of those in Minnesota. Let's not act like Candace Owens is not someone we've not seen before. We've seen a lot of those in Minnesota. Them self-hating motherfucking sisters. They can't even call them a sister because you feel bad for the motherfuckers. And that's what the fuck she is. But some of the points she pointed out with the whole Black Lives Matter shit when it came to actually coming out with some bullshit. And I kind of figured that shit was kind of like, huh? Because I was even questioning shit like, where is that money actually going to? But as we see, it's going to straight up bullshit. But us as a people knew what the fuck was going on, you know. There was real ones that knew what was going on. Just a lot of bullshit out here, man. Just we just gotta make sure we stick together, man, as much as possible. You know, we gotta control the narrative. There's a lot of bullshit out here, man. Also, rest in peace, PNB Rock. The whole situation in LA is going crazy right now. Cause I think for the next day, T Grizzly had got like robbed or some shit. You know, it's a lot of shit going down, man. And I think LA just been like that whole check-in shit to me. It's like, if you're not actually protecting niggas, if you're trying to exploit niggas and extort niggas, bruh, then that shit's just petty as fuck to me. Because motherfuckers know how I feel about the whole gang culture shit. I never thought that shit was efficient for us because that shit, only thing, if they kept the same motive and the same narrative that it was from the beginning, we've been different. But if they protecting the neighborhood between other brothers over a fucking rag. Oh, we got to leave my neighborhood. For what? You killing each other for what? You played football with this. You played peewee football with this nigga. You went to middle school with this nigga. Why are you killing him for it? But the thing about it, it's too many bodies to turn around now. That's the fucked up part. Who gonna actually come up in here and be like, where we gonna stop? And it's a fucked up part. I don't know when. I might not be able to see it. But now what we seeing all this shit going down with just an issue, so you can't see the music control shit. I mean, man, it's a lot of shit going down, bro, in these streets. And what these motherfuckers are promoting, moan fuck shit. What you see these little niggas in the videos on their Instagram, what are they listening to? They not listening to John. They not listening to motherfucking Johnny Cash, nigga. They ain't listening to Prince. Oh, you got the Glock on Decky. No, nigga, them niggas up there listening to some fuck shit. Some straight up fuck shit. And it scares me, bro. I got a nephew that just turned 18 yesterday. And I lost a nephew this past summer. You know, so rest in peace, Lil Angelo. You know what I'm saying? Like, he didn't even get a chance to see that. You know what I'm saying? Like, and all that shit. Just a generation, man. Each generation has this thing about a bloodshed. But now it's like, damn, bro. It's like every day it looks like you wake up and someone gone. And due to some bullshit. And I ain't saying the music has something to do and involved with it. It's just the generation shit going on right now. And even with the music, a lot of motherfuckers saying we're back. You know, we real, nigga. We real. We real out here. Okay, I get it. If you so dope, I get it. But if you really shoot niggas out here, and you really rapping the whole details in your fucking lyrics, you are dumb as fuck. That's not art. You just being dumb. You just hoping these niggas ain't gonna see here and be like, oh, bet. No, you really sitting here painting the picture. Why do you think you locked up for it? Because you paying the picture. You still out here toting guns. You still out here just doing other fuck shit. Not even what you know what I'm saying? In the music world, it's like no one's getting no kind of gain, no kind of knowledge of anything after these fucking songs. It's the same repeated bullshit. And I hate preaching about it because I'll be blessed to be 31 next month. But overall, I've seen each generation of hip-hop for the past 20 years. Even 25, you can say. I remember when Pac and Biggie died, when the era, when Puffy and them started doing the bling bling era. You start seeing the narrative and the social, what the whole knowledge of shit was starting to switch up on. I had a whole to do the research going back and listen to Public Enemy, listen to X-Lan, listen to Brand Nubian, actually getting and seeing, oh, and the Port Righteous Teachers, KRS-One. They were actually teaching you some shit. But then when, you know, sadly, when the whole gangster rap shit came along, that narrative fucked up the game, if you want to be honest with you. And people was telling their stories. But it was a lot of people, too, that was coming in saying some other fuck shit and just making it bad for everyone else. But it wasn't overdoing the real shit. Now all the shit's all fucked up. But everybody out here just, it's like it's the Wild Wild West. All these states got open law, open carry and shit. You don't need no fucking gun license. You just walk around with a gun, nigga. You know what I'm saying? Like, the shit's scary out here, bruh. Scary as a motherfucker. I just keep making sure that we are wise and we are aware of what the fuck's going on. And we gotta sit here and not let the bullshit, like I said, not let the bullshit with the blue face and what the fucking name, Krayshawn or Krishan, all that bullshit, they ain't got nothing to do with really going on out here. The shit's sad what the fuck was going on with that relationship. They ain't a relationship. That's a toxic situation. Every time I look around, these niggas fighting each other. She posted something with a sex tape or some shit on Instagram. They fucking or something. Like, bruh, like, it's too much of that bullshit going on now. You know, I don't gotta post me every time I go somewhere to get some food. I was gonna post me smoking some weed. Like, hey, well, this is music, nigga. Peace. I'm here. I'm alive. That's what y'all get on my IG stories, nigga. That's what that is. Or some wild shit I see. But on some real shit, but I post some other shit. But overall, I don't just gotta sit here and just post like, yeah, nigga, I'm hearing motherfucking this and that. It's social media came up in here and really. It's a good thing and a bad thing with social media. You know, and it's scary out here, dog. I just hope everybody out being safe and not falling for the bullshit, not falling for the okie doke out here. Cause there's a lot of shit you can slip into. But overall, I'm just happy with the new music that's coming out. My Kendrick Lamar experience. I went to go see Kendrick about last month. So I'm like, well, no, actually in August, shit, motherfucking shit. There. It's October now. But went to go see Kendrick and it was beautiful. The only thing that was difficult was listening to the white people trying to rap his lyrics. That was the one part that was like, ugh, can y'all just like do something else? Like, I don't want to keep hearing y'all niggas just like, and I know white people love Baby Keem. They love Baby Keem like a motherfucker. Like, I did not know this nigga was that popular up here. It's crazy. I was like, God damn. You know, but overall, I mean, to me, personally, I love the shows at the small venues. Because I feel more up and close and personal with the artists. But seeing that in a big arena like that, it was just a dope ass. The visuals were amazing. He put on a great show. I mean, overall, I'm happy I got to see Kendrick live. And he did a lot of shit that I fucked with, too. He wanted to do it. But the thing about it, he was mixing the medicine with the candy. And that's why I fucked with it, because he was putting the real shit in. He was putting the real shit in, confusing the shit out of all the white people. They was like, what is he talking about? And then he come back with fucking, I love loyalty. I loyalty. It's like my dad. Yeah, you know how he do it. But it was kind of, but the funny part though, when he fucking performed that one joint, when he's talking about, I fucked the white bitch, and I saw all these loon niggas up here. And if you know what loon niggas is, now I can't say nothing. I was out here interracial dating for a good minute of my damn self. But I'm clean now. I'm fine. It's like eating swine, you know what I'm saying? But overall, so a lot of the motherfuckers up in there looking, it was sweating bullets. And overall, too, I'm telling y'all right now, You've dated white girls. See, the thing about it is different is, we walk in these events like a Kendrick Lamar concert, you'll see a lot of Nubian goddesses up in there. And you expect to come up in there clean. They be having their head up high too, pride. It's, oh yeah, I'm proud. Yeah, it's my white girl. Man, y'all better calm down. Y'all see that post I made? That was basically all them niggas at the Kendrick Lamar show. It was like, yeah, I don't feel safe. And I'm just like, hey man, that's... Ain't nobody, you can love who you love, but don't there's a lot of dudes, a lot of black motherfuckers out here that be cooning for these white girls. Cause they'll down talk a black girl just to bring up the white girl. And that's the fucking problem. You don't gotta bring down someone else just because you with somebody else. And they go, okay. You know what I'm saying? But it's also a narrative where it's like motherfuckers tired of seeing it. You know, we've been seeing this shit since Jungle Fever and motherfucking Guess Who's Coming for Dinner or some shit. We've been seeing that shit for a long time. We're tired of seeing that same painted picture, the same tired story of, well, I love him, but we know my dad doesn't love him because he's racist. Oh, we know. Because your whole bloodline's fucked up. But I ain't gonna, let me not speak on that shit. Had to take a little intermission break right there to calm myself down. That's what I'm gonna start doing on y'all niggas when I start getting a little too wild. Y'all know me. I get a little bit too carried away with shit and start talking some real shit. But overall, man, I'm being honest. Motherfuckers gotta stop with the bullshit, man. Stop with the bullshit. But also, I'm gonna take a break. Peace out, my boy QT, man. His Dirty 30 was last week. And I'm gonna tell y'all right now, he got a dope ass, actually, with his 30th birthday blast coming up and shit. So let me go ahead and give my nigga a quick advertisement. Shout out my boy Low End. If y'all not checked that along, it's a long way down, but my nigga QT question mark. I don't know what the fuck y'all doing. But that motherfucker is premium gas fire. No cap, like, I'm not even saying that because my nigga, but that nigga can sing his ass off. He know how to put a track together, my nigga. Trust me. But the Dirty 30 function, he got performances by QT, my boy Bully, and it's me hosted by my boy Say No Mo. Shout out my boy Low End. He doing his merch and shit. Y'all not checked out his merch right now, y'all niggas is bullshitting. Cause he got some fire ass hoodies. And you know what I'm saying? Everything with my nigga Low End been doing right now has been gas. So don't be bullshitting yourself. Don't bullshit yourself. Go check out my nigga Low End. The Low End. L-O-E. Not Low. Low End. Nigga's last name is Low. But go check out the Low End on his Instagram page. They got dope ass visuals. His art is crazy. Go check my nigga shit out, man. And shout out my boy The Motivation to Hustle. Shout out my boy Wayne. Say No Mo podcast. Shout out to White Table Talks. Y'all really are speaking for the culture for real. My boy Motivation to Hustle, they actually got a podcast, new season coming out October 24th. So expect seeing a nigga like Miz Me, you know what I'm saying, the one and only Mac Boney, up in there speaking that real shit about the city. There's some real nigga shit in general. We need that narrative being spread of peace. We don't need no bullshit because a lot of fake ass shit out here, man. And for the ones I fuck with, you know what I'm saying? The ones I fuck with, man, y'all know who I'm fucking with. I just shout y'all out. But it's a lot of fuck shit out there, trust me. Shout out my boy Roy and shit too, man. He up here doing this shit too. Everybody in the house. And then he must say no paid promo. It's all just love off the strength. This ain't no motherfucking. It's all just off the strength of just showing my niggas love and shit. Shout out my nigga QT, man. Nigga had a big year. Nigga a father. You know what I'm saying? The album came out. That came out fire as a motherfucker. And now this function about to be motherfucking jumping. So y'all better pull your motherfucking ass up too. That's for damn sure. Cause y'all know I'm being that bitch. I'm getting that bitch rolled up, and I want to hear. And one thing with me, don't come up with no skinny blunts. No small blunts, please. No small blunts, please. I'm going to say that right again. No small blunts, please. You know what I'm saying? No bullshit. But it's going to be at the Moxie, Minneapolis. So I'm saying, go check that out, man. That's what it's going to be at. So, man, shit going to be dope, man. I'm going to be in that bitch. Like I said, there's some real dope-ass music coming up in that motherfucker, too. And there's many more guests going to be in that motherfucker, too. So, hey, man, we here for it. But overall, the NFL season has been gone. We are right in the park now where we can start seeing who's real. But we got to also remember, the season is basically just started because, you know, we had 17 games compared to the 16 games. Good knows 18 weeks now. So As of right now, Philadelphia is the only undefeated team. And, I mean, they're looking nice. They had a little scare against, a scare against the Cardinals. That was a tough one. I was kind of like, are they going to lose to these niggas, bro? Because Kyler Murray, you know, looking like, so far this season. But we'll see. I mean, I don't believe in them because they don't have DeAndre Hopkins right now. They miss DeAndre Hopkins like a motherfucker. That's their real problem. They don't have my nigga DeAndre Hopkins. And that's really hurting them. But overall, I think the Eagles right now are looking pretty tough. I like the team. You know, they have a nice solid defense with the two cornerbacks they got with Bradbury and fucking Slay. You still got a pretty good defensive line. I like Jordan Davis out of Georgia. That was my nigga coming out. So I think this team will be a pretty good team overall. But we just got to see what happens, man. Jalen Hurts looking pretty good this season. Everyone's saying he's the MVP and all that shit. What y'all think? I don't know. I mean, shout out to fucking Patrick Mahomes. Because Patrick Mahomes has been fucking remarkable as fuck, like always. And he's been doing it without this, you know, without Tyreek. Everyone thought, oh, man, he don't got Tyreek, man. He don't got Tyreek. I'm looking like, hey, man. I think if he still got Travis Kelce, he's easily one of the best tight end in the game. And he's probably top five tight ends. He's moving up there as top five tight ends of all time. Just of all his consistency and how effective he is in damn near clutch moments. You know, and right now, Buffalo, they're number one in the AFC East right now. Shout out to the Jets. They picked up a big win this past Sunday against the Dolphins. But the Dolphins going through a lot of shit with the whole protocol and this concussion shit. And they got to ban the turf, man, because it's been too many injuries, dog. There's too many every time I look around and someone wobbling, getting up. Like, it's starting to get sad, you know what I'm saying? Like, and we thought motherfuckers were going to be more serious, but that whole shit with how they handled the Tua situation was messy. Because there's no way he should have played that game, that Thursday night game. That was them being like, oh, shit, we got a chance to fucking go far because you know why? We have a fucking good, we have two good-ass receivers. We got a fucking solid team. Our defense have a chance. We have a chance to be fucking good. And what happened? Now his nigga could be seriously injured. Now it's, you know what I'm saying? Like, the thing about then too, have already some career injury damn near could take him out before he came in the league at Alabama or some shit. So why would y'all even risk that? You know what I'm saying? That's just them being on some petty shit. And I can't wait for this shit to come out and get some of these motherfuckers fired. I thought some shit would have came out by now, but overall, that shit messy. And I don't like that shit, dog. Like, you know what I'm saying? So after the Jets, they got a nice little young defense, too. And they had some pretty good draft, too. They got a top receiver. They got Sauce Gardner at the cornerback. Cincinnati, I think he went to. But Arnold was a beast. I don't think he didn't give over a single touchdown his whole career at Cincinnati. That's crazy. But overall, he's been pretty good so far this year for them. And it's early. You know, Zach Wilson, he out here fucking, you know, fucking all the milfs out here and shit. We'll see what's going on. The Ravens, they 3-2 right now. In the AFC North, they leading 2-3 in the Browns and the Bengals. Now, everyone thought the Bengals were going to be picked up because of that offensive line got better. I didn't really see nothing picked up behind it. They ain't getting no big names. Only they got was Lionel Collins from the Cowboys, but he ain't been on shit all season. Like, Burrow's been getting sacked. I think Carson Wentz getting sacked the most, but Burrow's not that far from behind him. And the offensive line's gotten worse, I feel like, damn near, because, like, Jamar Chase is not getting open. Because the thing about Burrow, he's been trying to target Jamar Chase a lot, and a lot of motherfuckers been catching that. And that's what happened with that game Sunday night against the Ravens. He was doing a lot of bad passes. Justin Tucker is the GOAT kicker. Now, Adam Vinatieri was the clutch kicker, but no one's clutcher than Justin Tucker. And he hitting that shit from 60. Like, effortless. You know what I'm saying? Like, homie that good. You know what I'm saying? Like, from 66, matter of fact, shit. He got the record. But homie is one of the best kickers of all time. He's the best. But the Ravens right now looking pretty good. Pay the man Lamar Jackson. They better get a nigga about $300 million. He deserves it. Because without him, that whole team ain't shit. To be honest with you. AFC South, the Tennessee Titans picked it up and they came back and snatched the top top of the AFC South. The Colts are 2-2, 2-2-1. Yeah, it's a weird ass. Try saying that shit six times in a row. Go have a motherfucking stroke in this motherfucker. But they 2-2-1. Jacksonville Jaguars 2-3. The Texans 1-3, of course. No one's expecting much for them niggas. But they have a nice little young defensive core. I like their defensive core. They finally won this past week. But the AFC West has been fucking weird because overall, the top bottom two teams of that division right now, the Raiders and the Broncos, Russell Wilson ain't been on shit. Apparently, he had a shoulder injury. He got the shit looked at or something. But that game Thursday night was probably one of the worst, probably the worst game I watched in a long time. Like, that game was horrendous. I've never seen no shit like that, dog. Like, it was number field goals. And then Russ, he could have won the game. And he threw that bitch right in the middle. He threw it right at Sutton. He ain't looking at nobody else. And Gina Vimar, and thinking about it, too, it's funny. Seattle Seahawks are actually playing pretty good without him. And they lost Sunday against the Saints. But Geno Smith has looked pretty good. He's been bombing that bitch to Lockett and Metcalf. I don't know what the fuck Russ on, because but Jerry Jeudy, think about him, he's been kind of knacked up his first couple years in the league. Sutton's a pretty good solid receiver, but you have no tight end. Noah Fenton now, he in fucking Seattle. So, I mean, overall, Russ has not been Russ. He ain't been running the ball. And that Bronco let's ride bullshit, that shit's done. I'm tired of hearing this nigga say that shit. And the Broncos, I don't know, man. That defense is really what makes that team good. Everything goes with the offense. It's so sloppy watching them. Because that defense is good. It's the offense ain't doing shit. And we thought Russ coming there was going to be a big upgrade for that team. Because they have two good receivers. And they have pretty good weapons. And they have a good running back. But Devontae Williams is out for the whole season now. You got to rely on Melvin Gordon fumbling ass. So it's a whole... It's a slippery slope for that team right now. And for the Raiders, man, it's not much to speak. The niggas 1-4. And I don't think no one expected them to be that bad. Everyone thought the AFC West was going to be, everybody going to be fucking, like, maybe be at two losses and one loss right now. Like, no one expected them to be this bad. And it was kind of fucked up to see where it's at now. And it's kind of, what's going on with that team? You know, what's going to happen with you know, are they going to fire McDaniel, Josh McDaniels? He ain't been on shit. He's a good coordinator. He's not a good coach. You know, the game last night had a chance to win. Why would you go for two? I don't fucking know. You should have just tied it and went to overtime. But you decided to go for fucking two-point conversion. It was the dumbest shit ever. And then the last play, you see Hunter Renfrow and fucking Devontae Adams run into each other. And that's the most Raiders shit ever. Ever since that Super Bowl, my nigga. It's much, like, what did they do? It's some story behind what they did to get to that Super Bowl. Because they ain't been on shit since then, bro. That was 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's sad. Like, the Raiders have been bad for literally 20 years. You know what I'm saying? So it's like... We'll see, man. I don't know. I don't know if it's the quarterback. Because Josh Jacobs a motherfucking dog. The defense ain't on shit. They don't got no good secondary. They secondary is chop suey. Nigga, Travis Kelce has 7 catches for 25 yards and 4 touchdowns. Like, it was ridiculous, dog. Like, and Mahomes is being Mahomes. Andy Reid's probably one of the best minds, offensive minds in NFL history. One of the best, for sure. Because you... But at the same time, you seen what he's doing with Mahomes. And he had McNabb, too, for those years. But, like, but Mahomes is special. You seeing it, like, come out to flourish. Like, a video game. But in the Chargers right now in that division, they looking all right. I mean, they're inconsistent a little bit. They held on against the Browns this past week. But they got to start picking it up, man. I think once they get Keenan Allen back, they miss Keenan Allen. He's the safety blanket for Justin Herbert. Mike Williams been stepping up, though. But they miss Keenan Allen right now on offense. So, NFC East. They looking tough. The only bad team in the division is really the Commanders, which is the most ugliest football name of all fucking time. That sounds like a minor league baseball team. That does not sound like a football team, my nigga. That sounds like a football team in a movie. What was that movie, The Replacements? They should have had that team in that fucking movie, nigga. That shit was bad. The movie wasn't, but this is bad. You see why? And Ron Rivera said yesterday, oh, what's the problem with the team? And the fucking reporter asked him, like, what's the main problem with the team? Quarterback. Like, he didn't even hesitate, my nigga. Was straight up pull up three. Shit was kind of sad, but Carson Wentz ain't that dude. He'll throw all them yards, but he'll take the most worst sacks at the wrong time. He'll throw terrible interceptions. They have no quarterback in Washington. That's the real problem. The Giants looking pretty good. I don't believe in Daniel Jones, but he was gutsy this past Sunday against the Packers. They beat the Packers. And that's not kind of saying much because the Packers offense is bullshit. Why are you not using Aaron Jones and Dylan more? Because you have two solid running backs like the fucking Browns do. But y'all want to keep Aaron Rodgers being Aaron Rodgers and not knowing you have two good running backs, you're going to fuck around and lose Aaron Jones or Dylan, one of those two. You know what I'm saying? Because there's two good running backs right there. Overall, the Giants are looking pretty good. The defense is nice. Saquon Barkley back on his shit. I just pray he can stay healthy. The Cowboys, these niggas 4-1. Skip Bailey's been doing cocaine ever since. Cooper Rush been on this shit, but that defense looking real, real nice. That's the one thing about that team. That defense is looking nice. So we'll see, man. We'll see what's going on with the division right now. Like I said, Philadelphia's 5-0. But the NFC North, the Cowboys, the Vikings, niggas 4-1. Niggas ain't been as good in a minute. They going crazy. Justin Jefferson proving he's one of the top receivers in the league. Our defense starting to prove up a little bit, too. But we'll see what's going to happen, man. The Cowboys, the Packers are not that... Why he's in the fucking Cowboys? The Packers are not too far behind these motherfuckers. So, at 3-2. They beat them, week two or week one? Week one, when Justin Jefferson went crazy on these motherfuckers. The Bears, man, it's sad watching these motherfuckers, bro, because Justin Fields has no weapons up there. Like, at least get him a fucking a solid tight end or something. Like, don't run him out. But they have, Doug Montgomery and other running back they have there, Herbert, they have some pretty good weapons there. I kind of wish they kept a Cordero Patterson because I think that would help a Justin Fields right now. But the Detroit Lions, the thing is funny because Jared Goff going crazy, but their defense is on bullshit. They give the most points and yards in the NFL this season. So, they ain't no shit. They had a hard knock. It was on Hard Knocks and shit. And they was going crazy, but they ain't been on shit since then. And, you know, they ain't got no receiver. They don't got no cornerbacks, really. The cornerbacks aren't really that good. They got Hutchinson, that boy from Michigan, the hometown boy. But way it's looking, you should have got you a cornerback. But the NFC South right now, the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They've been looking real sloppy. That team has been injured all season, too. You got to think about that also. Brady's been all right, but that defense been kind of looking... Their defense been good. They got cooked against Mahomes, but the defense looking good. I think they have a chance to do something. We'll just have to see, man. We'll have to see what's going to happen once if they can finally get healthy. But Brady and them got to pick it up if they're going to try to go to the Super Bowl because Brady going through a whole shit outside of football right now. So, we'll see what's going to happen with this nigga. But the Saints, shit. Well, Jameis Winston hurt again, and they got Andy Dalton starting. They won this past weekend. They had to win that one. That was a big win for them. I mean, I like the off because they have Kamara. You have Mike Thomas. You got fucking Chris Olave been pretty good solid for them, too. And you got fucking Jarvis Landry. So you got some real good weapons up there. You don't got no quarterback. So I think if I was Deshaun Watson, I would have went there, nigga. That's where I would have actually went. I would have went to New Orleans because you got weapons up there and you have a pretty good defense. Why would you not go there? You know what I'm saying? So who knows? But Atlanta Falcons, they be Atlanta Falcons again. Nigga blew a big lead this season. Cordell Patterson's been a big spotlight for that team so far. But Deion Jones, he got traded to the Browns for that team. He got paid a big contract that kind of filled to it, but he's a pretty solid middle linebacker. I think the Browns actually need that. So, The Panthers. So, the Niners, NFC West. They looking pretty nice. Trey Lance, everyone thought the Trey Lance thing was going to work out, but he got injured. It was sad to see that, and you see Jimmy come up in here and do his shit. That defense looking motherfucking nice. I like that defense a lot. The Rams, they are hungover. They keep targeting Cooper Kupp every fucking play, niggas. So that's why them niggas are so predictable. They have no running game. They have, and Allen Robinson, I don't know if he's not running the routes right, but he's not targeting that nigga. He's throwing it to Higby, Kupp, or the other white boys. Get to Sonic or some shit. What the fuck that nigga name is. But that division is looking like, huh. Because everyone besides the Niners are 2-3. So that division is still where it's always been. Everyone could be neck and neck. Because if, and the one team that will take a fall off between those three, there are 2-3 in that division between the Seahawks, Cardinals, and Rams. Maybe the Seahawks, if Geno Smith, you know, maybe he slows down. But Rashad Penny, he's out for the season now. So we'll see that running game can still be effective. But it's going to be a tough one, man, for that Seahawks team. But that's the NFL. That's the NFL right now in the first 5 weeks. We'll see what's going to happen, man. I like my chances with the because right now it's looking like really is no – there's a couple – in each – but really the NFC East, that's one team is like – I think the Giants might fall off in that situation because I don't think it's going to come down to relying on Daniel Jones. If Saquon could be Saquon and you can rely on him to get 29 carries a game, you know what I'm saying, 30 carries, 30 touches a game, you know what I'm saying, or 40 touches a game, that's what you're going to rely on because Daniel Jones ain't going to get it done the receiving way, the quarterback way, you know, throwing the ball. So I don't know. Or the Cowboys, you know, because Dak Prescott coming back, he's gonna be the catalyst of actually getting that offense flowing with the receivers. But Cooper Rush been looking pretty decent with a decent. That defense is really what carried that team, and the running game between Pollard and Ezekiel Elliott has been a nice little duo. Also, it's been a good mixture of. It's been kind of like, I ain't saying it's the Cowboys in the 90s. But it kind of reminded me of a little bit of that, like, early realm of, like, oh, that defense starting to pick up. Because that defense with the early Cowboys was nice. They had a real good defense, you know, with Ken Norton Jr. in the fucking middle. You know what I'm saying? Like, they had a whole bunch of good talent around the ball playing defense at the time of the 90s and shit when they were, with Jerry Jones. Not Jerry Jones, but Jimmy Johnson and shit. So they have a nice, solid defense. We'll just see if they can still keep it going this season and shit like that. But I don't know. It's still early. NBA coming up, though. That's what I'm ready for. The whole narrative of what's going to happen now. All these teams. What's going to happen with the Lakers. What's going to happen with Brooklyn Nets. What's going to happen with the Sixers going on with all this shit. I think low-key the Sixers are a nice, solid team because Tyrese Maxey is going to take that next jump this season. And I think James Harden is going to let him do that compared to where, because James lost some weight, looking good out there. But overall, I like how that team looks with Tyrese Maxey, the way he's floating, he's running, he's shooting the ball. I like his game, you know what I'm saying? Because he's a great shooter, he's a great playmaker, he's a good finisher. He's overall great on the offensive side of the ball. But we are a week away from the NBA season. A lot of teams are coming up right now. Golden State is still the top dog right now. We'll see what's going on with that. Donovan Mitchell going to Cleveland, which is a big, big pickup for that team because they needed a scoring wing on the side of Garland because last year when Mobley and Jared Allen, when Jared Allen got hurt, that team slowed down and they had no other scoring because his pick and pop, his pick and roll ability with Darius Garland was awesome. And Mobley, you know, was a young talent. But now I think that's going to take a little bit more pressure off because they have probably one of the best front courts in the NBA. I think so because you have a young guy in Mobley who can jump on a pogo stick how fucking high he jumps. He has a great jumping ability, great second leap. And I like Jared Allen, a solid big man. He's a great pick and pop guy. He can get you 20 and 10. He's a solid defender, great rebounder. I mean, what else can you ask for a big man for himself? He can shoot pretty good from the free throw line. You know, and one thing with Mobley, he spreads the floor because he can shoot the three also. And also, you have a nice little, you know, the bench is nice. We got Caris LeVert, and you still got Kevin Love, and I think Rubio's still there. Not a bad. The East going to be tough this year compared to what everyone thought, because you got Miami still. You still have Chicago coming up. You still have Milwaukee coming up. One of them coming up, they still there. You know, Milwaukee's still there. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of teams, bro. A lot of teams. Brooklyn, if they actually can pick it up, because Ben Simmons actually play on the court. He had 7 turnovers his first game, but he ain't been on the court in almost 2 years. You know, about 2 years he ain't been on the court, so we'll see what's going to happen. But we'll see what's going to happen then. The whole situation with M.A. Udoka, nigga, fucking cheating on Nia Long, nigga. Goddamn, Craig. How the fuck? Like, I don't know, man. And the thing about it, he was cheating on her with, I think, the VP, the vice president's wife. So it made it even more messy. It's like, God damn, nigga, like, what the fuck is you on? But he's suspended for the whole season. Boston Celtics was like, nah, we lucky you got you a nigga coach up here, so get the fuck out of here. That's going to be tough for that team because, you know, they picked up Gallinari, but he's out for the season. I think he fucked his knee up again. And he got Brogdon, who's going to be a solid pickup for them, too. So we'll see him in the Hawks. The Hawks also in the East. Gonna be a lot, but I'll get more in detail of that when the season gets started up more. But we finna get some of these albums, man. Some of my personal favorites to me, what has came out since motherfucking cause low key this past last week was a beautiful week in hip hop to me, cause you had Freddie Gibbs, you had Rome Streets, you had Billy Woods, you had Madonna dropping shit, Bodie James and Nicholas Craven dropped some shit. It was some fire-ass albums that came out last week. And overall, I'm going to go through the ones my personal favorites. And I'm going to start with this Rome Streets, man. This Rome Streets was cracked. I ain't going to lie, some of the conductor, that tag is kind of annoying sometimes. Because I be like, conductor, we have a problem. I'm like, nigga, I cannot play that shit loud, my nigga. I do not want to hear that. Because they had that shit playing for like 6 times straight. Just have it on repeat. Like, all right, nigga, turn shit off. I get it. We got a problem, nigga. Shit, we don't have a problem in a minute. You be bad as a motherfucker. But overall, we'll see, man. I fuck with Rome Streets because I'm happy he signed with Griselda. He was a good pickup. Like I said, Griselda got probably one of the top camps right now in the game. Because he got some dogs on that motherfucking lineup. The Soulja Boy joint with Conway. That shit was nice. Blow for Blow with Stove God Cooks and Benny the Butcher. That shit was tough. Armed and Dangerous with Armani Caesar. That shit was nice. Non-Factor was probably one of my favorite joints. And then Serving with Bodie. Serving is probably my favorite joint on here with Bodie James. Bodie James probably turned one of my favorite niggas in the game right now. He probably my top 5. Because he don't miss. And his flow is, whatever beat he on, he flowing. And he telling some vivid shit where you can see it. Like, Bodie James, a motherfucking dog, man, from Detroit. I fuck with it. Overall, this album, the storytelling, the beat selection, just the lyrics, the metaphors. Like, long story short, that was a beautiful, beautiful song. That was produced by Alchemist and shit. And the shit came out fluid as fuck. I'm going to get this album, man, some medical. It's a medical for me, man, for sure. It's as solid as fuck as West Side Gun, man, again. He's shown that he's a great executive producer. He's probably the best executive producer in the game right now. Madani, Sacrifices, an EP, 6-song EP. This shit was fucking crazy. I didn't know it came out. It was like no kind of discussion about it. Shout out to another low end live, nigga. Been doing this shit for 12 years now. But man, this shit right here was tough. It's, like I said, another medical for me. My favorite joint out here. Like I said, it's tough to really pick off your favorite one because look at all the songs bang on here. But really, I'll say Seeds. That first beat on Seeds, that first minute in like 5 seconds is crazy. But I fuck with Hollow. Hollow's probably my shit, though. But let's go to this Bodie James and Nicholas Craven. Fair Exchange, No Robbery. Tough. Nicholas Craven been doing this shit for, I've been a fan of his about like six years now. I got into him by listening to Conway's Bandit. That's the first time I ever heard of Nicholas Craven. And I was like, this nigga's tough. And he's a white dude from Montreal. Like, this motherfucker's tough, man. He don't sound like everyone else. He has his own shit. You'll think he looks just like Rory from fucking Rory and Maul and shit. But homie can fucking produce his ass off. My favorite joint, of course, is probably Designer Drugs. Designer Drugs was tough. That's probably my favorite beat on here. But overall, my favorite joint probably You Ain't No Menace, Monterey Jack. It's tough. It was tough, man. It was a tough ass album. I'm gonna get that one some medical also. But this Billy Woods Church has been on repeat like a motherfucker. This is probably my favorite album of the week. Of last week, this album was crazy, dog. Just like let alone ain't the beats, but like with Billy Woods, his style, his flow, and what he speaks on be crazy, dog. Like it's ridiculous. You be like, God damn, this motherfucker's nice. But that's literally how he is, dog. And he doesn't miss. My favorite joint on here probably is that Schism. That Puerto Rico. That Puerto Rico probably my favorite one, low key. Cause that shit was fire. But it was a dope ass album, man. He had a couple feet, he had a Ka solo on here. A Lucid always do his shit on here too. You know, a Fat Ray. Yes, because that's probably the only features he had on here, but this album didn't need that much, you know what I'm saying? It was a dope ass album, man. This is my medical med. It's some dab, it's some wax right here. But also Freddie Gibbs, Gangsta Gibbs had dropped last week. Now this is the album that I kinda was like, huh, about a little bit, just off the fact of some of the features. Now I'm not saying it's bad, but some of the features was like hand to me. But I liked it. I liked it overall. The DJ Paul joint was fire as fuck. The Feel No Pain was tough. Lobster Omelet. I didn't like it too much. The Pain and Strife was cool. Couldn't Be Done. He had Kelly Price on the joint, nigga. I don't care what anybody say. Blackest in the Room was tough. Gold Rings with him and Pusha T was tough. Overall, this album, I give this shit a low. I ain't gonna say low grade medical. I'm gonna give it some medical. I think Number Medical came out last week. It's only one song I like off that album, but everything else I fucked with. And I'm happy to see Gibbs. This is what his big promoted album. Besides the one he did with Madlib, and it was a different. This is something he wanted to put out. It was a big. I think this is his first album on his new label and shit too. So there's some shit right here. I think he wanted to get on. You know what I'm saying? And I fuck with it. It came out sounding wonderful. He had all his favorite producers on here, and it all blended well. I fuck with even when Gibbs get on his harmonic shit. When he get in his little, if it's an R&B flow and shit, that shit be tough. That should be tough like a motherfucker, though, man, overall. But I love this album, man. I love all the albums that came out. Not this past week, but last week, September 30th. This past weekend, I don't really know too much came out. Probably some. Oh, well, Herbo dropped. I got to check that out. And I think NBA Youngboy did. NBA Youngboy, he's growing on me a bit. I ain't going to sit here and say I'm a nigga out here saying Young Boy better, YB better, and shit on fucking Twitter, but he's a pretty good nigga. He's a real nigga. I mean, if you grew up listening to, like, being around here, like, Soulja Slim and hearing, like, Boosie and shit, he literally that seed of that shit. It's a new era. I mean, picture Boosie had motherfucking, picture he had social media back in 05. Nigga toting guns in the hood, selling dope. Nigga, I probably would have been on that. He see the shit he doing now. You know what I'm saying? So, who knows, man. But I just want to say this to my people. I love y'all, man. Y'all keep y'all heads up. Stay safe out in this motherfucker, man. Because, like I said, it's a lot of bullshit to get y'all distracted with what's really going on. It's about to be getting flu season here soon, too. So make sure y'all motherfuckers stay straight. And just about that time motherfuckers be wanting to get in their little cuddle season mode and shit. Y'all better make sure y'all get the right ones. And make sure y'all strap it up, too, man. If y'all here fucking everybody on the block, nobody gonna judge you. But if you walk around with some shit on your motherfucking lip, and sweetheart, you open your leg smelling like a number six, at McDonald's, we ain't gonna discuss nothing. But overall, another episode of Cook Thoughts Podcast from the one only Mac Boy Number Phony, episode 99.5. We'll see y'all soon, man. Episode 100 gonna be big because, like I said, along with the audio, we coming with visuals, nigga. So be ready for that. Y'all finally get to see an ugly nigga on camera and shit, smoking on some dope, real shit from a real nigga, from real thoughts, not the fake shit. Y'all can take your ass to Lives on Lake Street for that shit, because I don't got time for that. Shout out my boy Motivation to Hustle. Like I said, season 2 of their podcast is starting up. Shout out my boy Say No More Podcast. Shout out to White Table Talks. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to my boy QT. He's, you know what I'm saying? He got the Dirty 30 function October 2nd. At the motherfucking, what the fuck that spot at? Let me make sure I get that shit right. At the Moxie. Minneapolis, get your tickets right now. His link is in his bio on his Instagram page. Go check that shit out. And also, if I see you smoking skinny blunts, I'm gonna point it out. You know what I'm saying? Don't come up here with no bullshit. And also, if you also are an artist too, like I said, I've said this before, and you get mad, so your music ain't that good, you should know. You should know. Don't come with no bullshit. I've been saying this shit for a long time. Don't come with the boo-boo, man. I'm telling you. But it's your boy, Mac Boney. I'm finna smoke some, and we already 5,000.